KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news for today, red flag warnings again for the foothills and Sierras from 1,000 to 3,000 feet. That red flag warning is in effect until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Also, at the recommendation of CAL FIRE, all burning has been suspended again today in Amador County. Burning already suspended for the season in Calaveras County. Elsewhere in the news today, the Sutter Creek City Council has approved a new agreement for the Sutter Creek Community Benefit Foundation for the use of the historic old grammar school. The restoration and repair of the grammar school, located next to the current Sutter Creek Primary School, has been the main focus of the Community Foundation over the last 7 years. The new agreement secures use of the grammar school by the foundation, reserving rooms for an archive, museum displays, meetings, and events. According to a presentation by former city council member and current foundation board member Tim Murphy, plans for a city museum have been scaled down since first announced in 2017, but displays of historic artifacts and documents are planned in the upstairs area of the grammar school, which was built in 1870 and was in use until the 1960s. The foundation plans further improvements to the school, including a new heating and cooling system and replacing the flagpole. Well, after several months of development and a broad outreach campaign that included 3 workshops, the Calaveras County Water District Board of Directors has adopted a new strategic plan. The 2021-2026 strategic plan provides a roadmap for the district's work over the next 5 years and beyond. The plan is based on over 6 months of internal research and planning, during which time district staff and board of directors worked closely with a series of consultants to conduct surveys, focus groups, and interviews to determine the most pressing needs and goals for the district and communities throughout Calaveras County. Now, CCWD prioritized 6 goals in the plan: positive customer experience, fiscal responsibility, operational integrity, effective programs, projects and initiatives, valued people and partnerships, and enduring organization. The district plans to revisit the strategic plan and track the progress of implementation on a continuing basis. Now, CCWD encourages customers and community members alike to take time to read through the strategic plan. It's available on the agency's website. And a group of state lawmakers and county leaders made up of Democrats, Republicans, and private citizens, including State Senator Andreas Borges, have joined together to declare a regional drought emergency, and they are urging Governor Newsom to issue a statewide declaration of emergency. Other lawmakers are expected to join in announcing an official state of drought throughout the month. Now, Senator Borges, who represents the Motherlode, cautioned about the peril of ignoring this issue by saying, "I'm afraid that California is doomed to repeat its failures if we do not learn from our past and act now." The group says while the governor has chosen not to declare a statewide emergency, that may be coming soon. And expect one-way traffic control and up to 15-minute delays this week at another location on Highway 88. Caltrans crews will be performing crack sealing operations from Toyon Road to Aqueduct Road from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. today and tomorrow. Again, expect up to 15-minute delays. Take alternate routes whenever possible. And Main Street Theater Works is turning the spotlight on the original 1933 King Kong film with a drive-in movie event Friday, May 21st. The event will take place in the parking lot behind St. Catherine Drexel Parish on Prospect Drive. The gates open and pre-show festivities begin at 7:30, starting with a costume contest. Dress in your best 1930s glamour and have your picture taken with the king himself. You can purchase refreshments at your car from car hops, as well as raffle tickets for a chance to win some specialty-themed baskets. At 8 p.m., the cartoons begin, followed by a newsreel from the 1930s and coming attractions. Then at 8:30, King Kong, the original 1933 film version, hits the screen. Tickets for the event are $25 per carload and can be purchased at the gate. Main Street Theater Works is excited to be back at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater this summer, opening the season with the production Kong's Night Out. Get the little tie in there. For more information about this fun family event, as well as Main Street Theater Works' 2021 summer season, go to msTW.org. And a quick reminder for you, tomorrow's Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine clinic will accept walk-ins. Eligibility for this clinic includes those 16 years and older who live or work in Amador County. Again, walk-ins are welcome with on-site registration available between 2 and 6 p.m. The clinic will be held at the Health and Human Services Building on Conductor Boulevard off of Lower Ridge Road. Drive around to the back of the building, park in the back parking lot. If you'd like to register for a time, you can go to myturn.ca.gov. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.